Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Despite the branding of a new logo and revamped website, the Lakelands Public Health Unit says residents of the merged health units stretching from Northumberland County to Haliburton can expect the same level of public health. Dr. Thomas Piggott, Medical Officer of Health and Chief Executive Officer of Lakelands Public Health, says they want to be more responsive to community needs.
Well, I think we're on a traditional territory of the Mississaugig, and there's a real need to honor that and honor that legacy and listen and learn. I think by not listening, there's both a lot of harm that can be done, but also there's something missing, and the conversations that we had were just so thoughtful because the logo, the name, this brand is not just about a look, it's about the direction that we're heading and coming together. And the advice and input that we had, especially around inclusion, both of Indigenous communities, but also all people in the region, was really critical to being able to start and do things in a good way. So I think it's really important. I think it continues to be important. Community engagement generally is important. We know that public health isn't just a program or service that's done on people, it's done with people, and we need communities to be with us if we want to improve health in our region.
Now, in terms of healthcare, we know that there's Western healthcare and Indigenous healthcare. During your discussions, how do you bridge that or incorporate more of that into public health?
Yeah, I think one can see both ways. Two-eyed seeing sometimes the language used, but I think we can be open and very appreciative of traditional ways of doing things. At the same time, modern healthcare has incredible opportunity and advances. We saw great uptake and engagement on vaccines and other strategies through COVID-19 in Indigenous communities, but that requires trust and really being honest and open about where we're at and what things are happening. So I think they are complementary, and I think we can continue to work in that way, appreciating different ways of knowing and approaches into the future.
How did you settle on Lakelands being the name?
Wow, we went through a lot of names. There's a whole long list. We had a lot of staff engagement because it's the name they're going to have to wear when they're out and about in the community. We had Indigenous engagement. We had other broader community engagement through the Board of Health, multiple conversations, multiple times. A long list of names was whittled down. There were some names that would exclude some parts of the region. There were some names where, there's actually legal or copyright reasons we couldn't use them. We didn't want it to be so abstract that it wouldn't be clear who we were or where we are. You will see with Lakelands Public Health a subtext that will say each region that we serve when we have, a site office in Port Hope, office up in Haliburton, wherever we may serve, that subtext will always be there. But I think resonating through all those conversations we had is that the natural environment in this region is beautiful. The lakes, the lands are really important. So we thought we'd honor that as we're coming forward as a public health unit.
Now, going forward, you had the merger in January, and that was a process in of itself for the two, going back even into November, December, of trying to even navigate that on a tight timeline. But since then, you've had 10 months to kind of bring the two groups together. How do you see these two groups, I guess, merging and delivering healthcare in communities that may have different health needs north to south?
Well, the beauty, I think, of this merger is a bit of a Goldilocks phenomena, because both health units alone were a little bit too small. At one point, about 6 years ago, the provincial government had suggested mergers that were going to bring all health units down to 10. We would have been triple the geography and way larger population under the proposal there. That would have really been too big. We would have potentially lost out on being able to be locally responsive, hear local issues, and I think that would have been a loss. So to me, this merger between HKPR and PPH is the Goldilocks zone. We're just right. We have more capacity. We have more ability to do better, stronger public health work for our communities. But we're not so big that we can't know everyone. We can't know local needs, whether they be up in Haliburton or Minden, down here in Port Hope, Cobourg, any of the First Nations or any land in between. So I think we found a just right solution, and really looking forward to maintaining relationships we've had historically and building new ones in the future.
You have a survey that's been launched.
Yes.
Why the survey, and discuss the methodology around that?
So the survey is an open survey for any members that live in this region to complete. It's got just a few questions to start us off on a conversation about what public health does, what we can do and improve into the future. The reason we wanted to do that was today is not just a launch of a logo or a name. It's really a commitment to a new direction. Into next year, we're going to continue with town halls and other public conversations about the work that we do and how we can improve our work. That will lead eventually to a strategic plan, but this survey is a first listening exercise and an opportunity for members of the public to, you know, share their voice on what they want to see as part of this merger.
Now, part of the presentation discussed myths of public health.
Yeah.
Obviously, you made that part of your presentation, so you think that there are some myths, or the public may think there are myths. How do you get around that and say this is really what we're about?
Well, listen, everyone saw public health in COVID. There was a clear, apparent focus, but a lot of the work that we do isn't as clear, whether it's inspecting restaurants so that when you go out for food, it's safer, whether it's ensuring the safe drinking water. Even just in this past week, there was a big, large water main break in one of the municipalities, and we had to help to support to make sure that residents would continue to get safe water. Whether it's working on policies that make for safer streets and roads for pedestrians, bicyclists, drivers alike, whether it's responding to the needs of a new family so that they can create a healthy environment for that kid as they're growing up, whether it's vaccines, sexual health, other programs we deliver, there's a lot that we do, and it's not always apparent. But underlying and connecting all of this is a lens that communities can come together and respond to health needs and prevent diseases before they happen in the first place. This work, the work of public health, isn't always clear, but it's a work that I think is tremendously important. And as we face more challenges from a public health standpoint, as our healthcare system's in crisis, I think it's all the more important to double down on our work as prevention, both public health and with our partners, to do the best work that we can do for the communities we serve.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.